Hello everyone, you welcome to today's episode of This and That. This and That is a podcast that seeks to talk about anything and everything. We believe that in life, we are not only tied to one aspect. God has given us diversity. So on This and That, we seek to unleash that on this platform. So on today's episode, I have a special guest and actually just a personality profile. And I'm quickly going to run through the profile of my guest today and then we're going to pick it up from there. So I go. My guest today is a speaker, he's a poet, he's an author, he's a spoken word artist and a youth mentor who is touching the hearts and the minds of people through his gifts and his talent. His craft exposes him to reach a wide range of audience across the globe. My guest today is the founder and the executive president for Awesome Thinkers Network International, a youth network that focuses on youth empowerment and the unleashing of great potential as well as into publication. He is the 2022 winner of the poetry category of the Earth Day Festival of Arts, YANGO, a youth constituency under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UNFCCC. He is an esteemed member of J.C. Maxwell and Robin Hawkins' Change Your World program. Also, my guest today is a multiple winner for Ashasi D Lab, the Future Learning Hackathon 2020, a finalist for both Unleash Hacks Ghana and UNICEF Generation Unlimited Youth Challenge in 2019. He was also the campus ambassador for International Model United Nations 2021 and the district coordinator for National Heart Spelling. As a youth in capacity building, mentorship and design thinking, he mentors young people in personal growth and into student leadership. He also organizes and hosts conferences and outreach programs with his team to help unleash the potential of young people. These initiatives reach out to over 5,000 young people. My guest today has shared many platforms with government leaders, diplomats, business tycoons, the clergy, as well as performed on many stages like Youth Connect African Summit, SDG 16 Youth, National Youth Dialogue, Power to Youth, UNDP Dialogue Sessions, National Youth Capacity Building, among others. As a self-publishing author, he has 4 books to his credit. In Your Hands, The Thriving Ladder, which is out, The Deep and Growth is Not Automatic, which are yet to be released. My guest today seeks to be the voice in the noise, and he goes by the tagline, Keep Being Awesome. So my guest today is Nana Kofi Enim, popularly known as Nanak Arantie. You're welcome, Nanak.
Thank you very much, Samuel. I'm ecstatic to be here, and you're also doing great. Keep being awesome.
You just heard that. That is just the intro. That is just the intro. You know, I'm very excited about this conversation, and I love to start conversations from a personal point of view because Nanak is someone I know. Like, I've known him, you know, for a number of years now, and I've seen him grow to become someone very, very powerful with his voice. So how has the journey been so far? Like, I'll just ask off from that. Like, how has the journey been so far?
Well, the journey has been great. Like, it has been fulfilling. It has been a learning process. And it has actually been a greater one so far on there. And God has been good. All to God be the glory. Because it hasn't been easy. Yes, here and there. And all those stumbling blocks became a stepping stone. So it has been great and a learning experience for me. Yeah, that's what I can say.
Well, so we're going to go all the way back to growing up. Like, you are now up there. You are now an author, a speaker. You are now a lot of things. But how was growing up like? Because on personality profile, we are not just interested in the glory, but we are interested in the path to glory. So how was like growing up like?
Yeah, I think I appreciate that, because too often I normally tell people that there is a story behind the bio. There is always a story behind the bio. The bio may look so glamorous, but there's a whole lot of hard work that went into it for you to get the bio. So growing up, actually, as I said, it has been a learning experience for me. And well, with me like this, I was kind of always in my shell. Like, I wasn't someone out there. And I do remember maybe back in I think junior high, most of the times when let's say an announcement is being passed. I was in the class rep. So when an announcement is passed and the class rep isn't around, I'm the one tasked to do so. I would have to go desk by desk just to make sure I transmit what the teacher has tasked me to do. So about almost 80 desks, I'll be going desk by desk.
Wow.
Sir says this, sir says that. And I wouldn't even get there and the teacher would just come and give me some lashes at my back because I wasn't able to transmit what he said, what he shared with me, because I was afraid. I was scared. I was kind of scared getting in front of people, even talking to my peers when I'm being attacked. So, but I had to pray to God. The God factor has been key for me, like to me actually. And that's really helped me, giving me the courage that I need to, at the same time to also working on myself more to get where I've gotten to. So getting to this stage has been a process, has been a process, a great process, and which is full of intentionalities. Yes, so it is easy for you to become, but becoming, you become by being. And being is the process you have to go through it.
Hold me, that is deep. So you
take that part again.
Yeah, you become by being.
You become by being.
It is easy to hear people say, I am this, I am that. You can become this.
Yeah.
But you can become by being. And being takes so much intentionality. You have to be intentional about it.
So it doesn't come by accident.
No, it's not an accident. It's not by chance. It's not by you don't win a medal by chance or by a mistake or by an accident. It takes so much intentionality. A runner, you can't be a good runner by just sitting. You have to get on the field to run. You become a good speaker by speaking. You become a good writer by writing. You both want to become a rider, or you want to learn how to ride a bicycle. You don't ride, or you don't just imagine it riding. You have to also go on the field and ride it. Practice, that is how you get. Wow. So you become by being.
Wow, that is so powerful. My next question will be, so in your submission, you talk about intentionality. When was the point that, because you spoke about growing up, you were, you know, the shy type who didn't want to, you know, have a lot to do with the people. When was the turning point? At what point did you say that I am going to be intentional about speaking? I am going to do away with all these traits. Like, what was that turning point?
Okay, I think let's say back in when I was in final year in JHS. Do you know what happened? Most of times, when results were posted on the board, like on the notice, instead of me checking from the topmost to the bottom, I start from the bottom to the topmost because I never believed I could be even at the top. But after checking from the bottom to the top, I'll find myself in the middle.
Okay.
And which was quite impressive. So I really felt in love so much with average that people even decorated average so nicely. It was so attractive that I had nothing wrong with it. Meanwhile, that wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
I was made for more. So I had to be so intentional about this that I have to leave this circle or this cycle called average. I have to break this thing and just to get to the next level. So that was when, and final year in junior high, that was when I became so intentional about my growth that I said, okay, no, I have to come to myself, just like the prodigal son.
Yeah.
After he went to squander all that his father, his inheritance, all that he asked for from his father and his inheritance, he later came back to himself, even my father's servant, they have more to eat. How much more me? So then I'll go back home and get what I want. So I have to be intentional. I came to myself. So the narrative of my life began to shift. I had
because
a
of intentionality.
Because of intentionality, by coming to myself. So if you're anyone here, you want to take a bold step, you want to move to the next level of your life or an area that you are believing God for, you have to come to yourself. You have to be intentional about it. It will not come automatic.
Mm-hmm.
It will come with so much intentionality. That is the process.
Yeah. Wow. That is powerful. So what was your first step like? Your first, I didn't say great performance, because when you want to take these steps, it wouldn't happen in a performance. But when was the first step, or what was the first step you took and you're like, ooh, this is not like me, but I feel I am doing something. Like, what was the first step you took?
So the first step for me, before you can get perform on the grand, like performed, right? Actually in the grand openings of life, you have to be in the rehearsing room of life. to rehearse and keep practicing. So with me, the first move of daring myself to become the school prefect.
Wow.
I actually had, the intention was to be an entertainment prefect when I go to high school.
Okay.
But when I went there was a shift for me. No, 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 no.
I'm bigger
you
than
have
that.
To change. You're bigger than that. Go for the school prefect. And wow. I went for the school prefect and even when I went for the interview, what you call it, let's say the vetting stage, I came up as the first person.
Wow.
Topping all the five people. And I heard about equally good boys prefect who were also, like, potentially boys who were also competing, contesting with me. And we were about 12 solid boys. And these people were, like, really
one position. Wow.
And five were picked. And to be the first person in the top five, I was like, whoosh! It became a whole breaking news to my junior high school because I never expected someone who fell in love with average, even to the extent that even the chapel prefect in our school, JHS school, was like, it's a lie. It's a lie. Because people thought that, because sometimes when we're back in, let's say, primary six or JHS one, those people who just drop out, people sometimes do make fun of them that, hey, we have heard so-and-so the school prefect, and they'll just burst in laughter. So they thought that probably they were just making fun of him. But God being so good, I had some persons that were in the same school. Mm-hmm. We also went to the same senior high school.
Okay.
So they also confirmed that it is true.
It is true.
This guy is now, one of them. Not just that, but according to history, or per what I've come to my realizer, to my notification, is that there has been prefects who have come, but my is part of the outstanding performance so far, to the extent that even the headmaster or the leaders were saying that they wish that our schooling or our years in school was 4 years.
Wow.
It was 4 years.
Wow.
Yes. So, yes, that was one of the bold steps I took after coming to myself. That this is, because you know, when you are moving into, let's say, secondary school, you'll be given a forms to fill that you are moving to a different level and therefore turning to a new leaf.
Yeah, new leaf.
That thing just got me. I said, God,
I'll mean what I'm signing.
Yes, I mean what I'm signing. That form. Okay. I was like, no, I have to change. If maybe the previous one, people didn't regard me. And even sometimes I was even going for position. They didn't even care to give God's like, hey, this guy is average, but that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with average, but that wasn't me. I was made for more. Wow. So what you have really discovered about you so far is based on how well you have mined.
Mm-hmm.
What you have discovered about you so far is based on how well you have mined or dug.
Mm. It means there is more.
There is more to
if you keep on mining, you find more.
So that was the first step for me.
Wow.
Before I was like, okay, so I can speak, I can lead, I can do this, I can do that. So I started writing in 2017.
Wow.
Yes, and it wasn't perfect. I was just doing normal writing, but with poetry, 2017. And actually, it's my 5th anniversary.
Wow.
I celebrated my 5th anniversary in November 12th.
Wow. So, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Wow. So that was a booster. That was the first step for me.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, one thing that really spikes my mind is that it's like, normally we consider moving from JHS to high school like not a big deal. It's like, I'm just changing classrooms, so I'm just changing uniforms. But you made an intentional effort that, no, I am going to mean this. And from your profile, you mentor people as well. How are you sharing this story? Because on this and that, this is a platform. A number of people are going to listen to you, but I know you are always on the grounds, always like speaking to people. How has it been and how are people taking it? Because it's one thing for it to be your story, and it's another thing for people to come and accept your story and also act on it. So like, how has the mentorship thing been so far?
I think actually, what really struck me most to just start began with this mentorship and all that. Like, I want to say this intentionality. You have to be intentional about it. I think looking at me, for instance, I didn't have anyone to mentor me at that stage because, like, hey, people's eyes were on those who are doing this, who are doing that, who are doing this. So with you, it's just like there is no kind of promising thing about you. and there's nothing big about you. You're just going through the process, the motions of life. The motions of life is like, okay, someone may access the motions of life. You wake up, you sleep, you go to school, you come back, you go to church,
the cycle.
You come. So these are the motions of life. So I was just going through the motion of there's nothing big there about me. So people's eyes were on those who were doing well and doing well. So looking at how I had to come to myself, the other people who haven't gotten to that stage where they would have to come to themselves. So if I was able to go to them, God allowed it, so I'll be able to also help other people who can't really come to themselves or who would need some persons to just light fire inside of them to come to themselves. So that's why I started doing it gradually by reaching out to doing peer-to-peer mentorship, co-mentoring other people who are also doing well, and all that, speaking life into people, and got to know, okay, I had this skill. And even that, when I was on campus, high school, what I had to do is that when I felt led that someone is going down, someone is down, I write anonymous letters.
Wow.
I write it without, I don't put my name in there. And I send letters, send to that. The person will read and the letter will get back to me. So as people were writing love letters and doing all that, I was just writing inspirational letters. So it got to some year, I think a year and a half before I revealed myself to
that you were behind.
That I'm the one. So like, no.
It can't be you.
Wow. it's really sensed, but we sensed it, but we wanted to be sure because it is something that wasn't kind of like ordinary. Mm-hmm. So like, are you a God sent? And I still have some of these letters.
Wow.
And some of them, I mean, out of that, we have become friends. Others are also part of my organization.
Wow.
So as I go to this is something a big deal, then we can create a structure where we'll be able to harness people's potentials.
Yeah.
So it will be like, okay, I'm not a health person, so I can't have that thing to mentor at. So then why don't you come with a structure, an organization where we'll have all these people in it who would also mentor other people in their fields?
Wow.
Yeah, so there's, I may be the father, mentor, what have you, but we'll also have people who are going to collaborate together to really mentor other people. And one of the things that really stretched me to mentor people is that when you have the chance to share what you have the opportunity to learn that thing twice.
Great.
So that really,
say that again, I like it.
When you have the chance or the opportunity, when you have the chance to share what you have the opportunity to learn that thing twice. So as right now, what I'm saying to you is still, I'm still learning something out of it. And that would really solidify what I have. It would really reaffirm that this is what I have. And it makes it powerful.
Yeah.
It makes your story powerful. And what makes you a great speaker is you having the ability to share your story.
You become better when you share it twice. And the fact that you don't hide, you know, your humble beginnings, and you are always vocal about it, even on your mentorships. Like anytime you want to start with your mentorship treat, you talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's powerful because the Bible says that we overcome by the words of our testimonies and by the blood. So it's very powerful.
Yeah.
But then I want to look at your poetry and spoken word. How did it start? Because you said you started writing with, you know, normal writing.
Yeah.
How did that start? And like, what really inspired you to go into
so
that?
So before that, I'll really touch on what you said about this. There are people who, when they become successful in their field or on their way to the thriving end of the ladder, they tend not to, looking at how sometimes the beginning may be disgusting.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it may look unattractive. So people don't want to really share to just make people raise eyebrows, all kind of things. But with mine, for instance, like, I want to share so people would really wouldn't fall in love with the result, the extent that they would despise their process. Because now we always try to project our success, our result to people that to extend it. They feel like, oh, me going through this process, it's a curse.
You're treating going their through, past.
That is the thing. So I make sure I tell people that you can admire my result. You can admire my work, my success.
Yeah.
But don't let someone's result make you despise your seed, or your process.
Yeah.
Because the person started before you began.
Yeah.
I hope you get
that,
it.
That is
so
the point.
So then why should you have to despise your process, your beginnings? And if you're listening to this, take your little beginning seriously.
Yeah.
Take your little beginning seriously. Yes, yes. Take your little beginning seriously. So coming to the, when I started, I started my first work after high school. Then I was just going, things were so hard. And even before that, I happened to I lost a scholarship.
Wow.
Yes, I had a scholarship to study law. Actually, it was a big deal. Well,
it's a big deal. Yes, law.
I'm really obsessed when it comes to law. I was so obsessed when I started reading even articles.
Wow.
Cases, like listening. I actually watch, like, when it comes to movies or art, I watch movies that are really endowed with, let's say, when it comes to laws, and even we have these American films and abroad movies, when it comes to investigative and
crime, solving crime mysteries.
I was so obsessed with it.
Wow.
Keep research. I was like, people will talk this, people will share. And even back in high school, as a school prefect, cases always comes to you.
Yeah.
And how do you really do? Because you have the power, either the person will be suspended, demodernized.
Yeah.
So it's everything is in your hands. Yeah. So if you have to be wise in making sad,
you create enemies for yourself.
That is the thing. And if not even enemies, to the extent someone would actually be demodernized, or the person will be suspended because an higher office from a student leadership says so. So I thank God for the wisdom. So that was one thing that really, really inspired when it comes to the law thing. And I've not given up though. But like the whole poetry thing came. So after I lost my scholarship, blah, 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 and all that, I started going to work and this became so tough. So tough for me. So it was very, very challenging and so tough. And actually knowing that, let's say, and such expectation, to whom much is given, much is expected.
Yeah.
So God wouldn't give you something that he wouldn't require from you. That is the thing. So starting, it's really interesting, but at the same time, even as sharing, you don't even know how to share it, because it's like a mother who is at a labor room.
Mm-hmm.
They will feel the pain trying to actually give birth. But after giving the birth, actually, the smiles of the child really makes her forget everything. Yeah. So God has been good. So I said, work, things were so difficult. So after I took pen and paper and I was writing something, I don't know, where just came. So my free time, work, things were effective and active. So I was just writing. Well, I wrote some lines, wrote some phrases, like, wow, this is good. So I shared it with my colleagues. They were female. I was only male.
Okay.
Apart from my boss, who was a male. So she was like, this is good. Is it a bra for us? Like, oh, come on. Is it a bra? I was like, why? So, a bra for us is a type who writes deep stuff like this, and because his songs and his lyrics, and he's a great lyricist. Yeah. So, like, what this? I was like, I'm the one. I said, are you sure? Okay, if it's you, they are fine. I was like, still crying. They were even doubting. They were even doubting. And I just started a boom. Like that, and I have my first big gig, Central University.
Wow.
There's over thousands of people, like young people, and I did my piece. I was like, boom.
And this was in
2017. So 2017. Started in May, then in August, boom.
Wow.
So I was just doing rehearsing. I'll write and write and keep writing, but I'll perform. Even now, I've become lazy because every day, I used to write about 3 poems, solid poems. Like when you're talking about 4 or 5 minute poems.
Wow.
Three.
And you have to memorize all these poems.
That's the thing. You have to memorize. I used to write. If I want to write, there can be two a day, every day.
Wow.
So my room was full, loaded with papers.
Papers.
I had no laptop then.
Wow.
So writing, researching. And by God's one of my uncles has got me a laptop, then it really stretched me. Okay, now I have this. I think I can write a book. Even the book, I was even skeptical. I thought, I can't.
Yeah.
Even with all these.
We're going to come there, like,
okay,
write,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Because I saw you to be someone who did poem. I remember, I think it was in 2018 when you came to my church to perform. It was a worship concert.
Yeah.
And I remember it was your brother that did the flyers. So when he was designing the flyer, he was like, I have... My junior brother, he does amazing, so put him on. I was like, okay, no problem. I'll talk to, you know, my lead pastor about it. And I did, and he was like, why not? My dad is someone who wants to, you know, nurture talents.
Yeah.
Is like, so anything, he's got, put him on. So I remember it was in 2018. So I saw you to be someone who did poems and spoken word and, you know, and all of a sudden, there comes the book.
Yes.
In your hands.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, this is a big deal.
Yes.
Because it's not automatic. There are people we've known that have been, you know, poets for years.
Yeah.
That can't boast of a single book. So How did that come about? Because the book was not a compilation of poems.
No, no, no. So most poets that we know,
yes,
they have poems as a book.
Yes.
No, most of the poets I know.
Just was not that.
No, no.
Because I read in your hands and it wasn't about 20 poems put together. No, no, no. It was a book. How did that come about? Like writing your first book?
Actually, like I was saying, so I was 2019. I had this burden, like serious one, to write a book. But honestly, I was like, I can't. I had this burden, write. And like, I really felt the Holy Spirit, write. I said, I don't even know how to start. How am I going to put it? How am I going to gather thoughts? How am I going to do this? Like, you're speaking wisdom to someone. It's not like a poetry thing that you have written, you're compiling words and all that. Book, especially to people, those who are writers, who are really renowned. Tell me that, and the type of genre I write, the first book was self-help. And tell me that writing a self-help book is not easy.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. If it is fiction or not, that one is easy. You can just... But self-help, you have to be loyal with kind of wisdom, like knowledge kind of stuff.
One thing about self-help books is that the person reading it is being defensive in the first place. Like, they don't want to admit that they need help. So, you need to... Your level of wisdom need to be...
Yeah.
So, I can't relate. So, it's like...
You are a youngster. So, what are you coming to? What are you going to say?
Like, you find some fiction and
write and all that. And people even talked me out of it.
Wow.
Yes. And they didn't really do that boldly. But behind, they were kind of like...
It was subtle.
It was backed with that. Yeah. Talked me away. But when I'm talking with authors, others are people who have spectacles and have... let's say gray hairs and all that, and who are really in terms of academic ladder and height they have attained it. So you're just a young scientist starting, and who are you going to inspire and encourage and all that? So you wait and get to some level. I said no. Even before that, even 2019, I had this book. I wrote it in 2019. I used 3 days to write in your hands. 3 days. I was in my room.
Three days.
3 good days.
Wow.
1, 2, 3 days in your hands.
A raw. People take years to write.
Yes, no. 3 days. 3 days.
Wow.
3 days. A book.
3 days.
3 days.
Wow.
I wrote it.
A 63-paged book.
Yes.
In your hands.
In your hands.
Three days.
3 days. 3 days.
Wow.
So 3 days. So that's in 2019.
Wow.
2019. And I was okay that I kept praying into it. And I have to review. Because you just can't. God, whatever thing that God has given you, whatever thing that you have, are gold. Gold and diamonds, it has to be refined.
Okay.
So what I received, what I received from God was the gold.
Raw.
So now what you have to do to make it more pure and refined, you have to put it in the fire. So the fire moment or the refining moment is when I had to go back to it page by page, word for word, go through it again, then also give it to some persons to also review. Proofread, and to share their thoughts. And all this, I typed it myself.
I wrote it in 3 days and did a typing. Yes. 63-page book. Yes. Did a typing.
I also did a typing. I wanted to learn more to enhance my typing skills. Wow. Until now, all my four books, I type it myself. I type it. So that's the thing. So
it's a big deal. And like we can't just let it slide, because I happen to work with like a lot of and they will just delegate. They'll be like, you do this. It's not like they are just delegating, but they can't do it. Like they can't, but for you to go through, it's like you've gone through your process.
Yeah.
You now have a publication.
Yes,
and
I have.
We see where that is.
Yes,
being
best for. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that is powerful. So you did a typing yourself.
Typing all my four books.
Wow.
I typed in myself, and I just wanted to feel more to that. I'm saying that when you have the chance to share what you have, you have the opportunity to learn that thing twice. So even though I've written it, I still make sure I type it and get to. So I can feel my voice.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I give it to people to proofread, you have to be very solid so that you don't lose your voice So you should make sure, even though you have people who are really proofreading for you, your voice should be there.
You should change your voice to passive voices.
Yes,
and
something like that.
That is not how I want it to sound.
So, and to extend that, even in your hands, that tells that it was a God-given book. I shared with some people to proofread and they had no errors too.
Wow.
What they were just, okay, I think, let's put it this way. And if there are some words that were kind of like plural, make it singular. So it could hit. Okay. That is all. There wasn't any correction like this. No.
Wow.
We like it. Okay, can you...
You're just correcting grammar. Basic grammar.
Yes, basic things. So it wasn't kind of, this is... So like, and one...
Because it doesn't happen.
Because one person was like, I could hear your voice, just like you are doing the spoken word. I could hear that someone is doing the spoken word. That's what I can say. That's it. So God given 3 days, 3 days.
Wow.
3 days. 3 days to write that book in your hands.
In your hands. And if you've not yet checked out In Your Hands, it's available on all stores.
All digital stores.
Digital stores.
You can hit up my DMs.
Yeah. He's available. By the end, he will drop his social media handles. You can reach out to him, but it's on Amazon. Just make sure you get it. It's a powerful book.
Yeah, In Your Hands.
It's a powerful book. Yeah. Now, you write In Your Hands, and we are not even done, settling with it. Thriving Ladder came.
2 years ago, yes.
Like, Thriving Ladder comes in, and I'm like, whoa.
The Thriving Ladder.
You are not taking your foot off the gas. You didn't go to sleep. You didn't. Tell us about Thriving Ladder.
And even when the In Your Hands was published 2020,
yeah,
that was during the lockdown time. We just launched it, I remember. That time, and that, and one thing I've just designed about thinking you are getting to know it on this platform, is that anytime I just release or announce a book, it tells you that I have some on standby.
Mm. So you never come empty.
So that's what I say, if you are hearing this, this is the thing I'm sharing this. Anytime I announce a book, that this is, let's say, The Thriving Ladder In Your Hands, that tells that The Thriving Ladder was ready.
Was ready. Wow.
So the same thing. When I said, okay, after that, The Thriving Ladder was 2021. 2021.
In Your Hands was released in 2020. Yeah, I remember.
Yes,
yeah,
and 2021, I was like, no, I have to tell, there's more. I have to release it. So then I released it as well. So as that was 2021. Then so 2021, I released even The Deep was ready.
Wow.
Yes, and even The Thriving Ladder took me about, I think, 2 months or so.
Wow.
Because of I had gigs and other performances and back to back, and I was a bit kind of, should I say lazy? I was really kind of tired. And
maybe you slowed down the pace.
I slowed down the pace. Right, so it took about 2 months to finish the Thriving Ladder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when I even announced The Thriving Ladder, The Deep was actually there, relaxing.
Wow.
And the grids automatic. Wow. But the title wasn't there. I changed it. So like had a different concept. Like,
cool.
Thank you. God, then I changed the title. That's,
wow.
Yeah. Actually, even before The Thriving Ladder, there was a book that was supposed to come back. My previous laptop, it was crashed. It got crashed. So the book that was titled Raw. That was my second book. Raw. But it got stuck. I had a target that I have to release this year. So then it really stretched me to write another book.
Another book.
That's how The Thriving Ladder came.
And the title alone speaks.
The Thriving Ladder, more steps to take. So even, so that intention was, The Thriving Ladder was not even part.
It was not even part.
So, but when I got stuck and it was delaying my goals, the target and everything, the deadline, I said, no, I have to come up with something. So I was inspired again to start afresh. Yes, I think The Thriving Ladder had about 7 chapters.
Wow.
If I should get it right, 7 chapters.
Wow. That is.
Thriving Ladder.
That is so much profound because you start off as someone who is shy and not wanting to talk, and now you take a bold step, and now you start with some little things, and now you now climb huge platforms with spoken word and poetry. You write your first book, and you are not taking your foot off the gas. You write your second book, even though your first book was in the middle of a pandemic.
Yes,
I remember the launch was virtual.
Yes, virtual.
Big, I mean, like in quotes, the big artists were all because they were being careful. There was this author I follow. He announced his book release, I think, in April, and the lockdown came around March. He postponed it.
Yeah.
But here you were, your very first book in the middle of a pandemic.
Ooh, I was like, hey, come on.
Virtually.
Yes.
You were able to mobilize people. I remember I was on board.
Yes, you were part of the technical.
I was on board, and you were able to mobilize people.
So a two-day launch.
Yeah, two-day
seminar. Wow. Like, ooh. Yeah.
Thinking about it, it feels too far away. That was just 2 years.
2 years ago.
Yeah. That was just 2 years ago, and it's like you always hint to the voice of God. It's like when you are prompted, nothing moves you. It's like because launching a book in the middle of a pandemic, not your 10th book, not your 20th book, your first book in the middle of a pandemic when everyone was crying, and you did a virtual launch and it was crazy, a 2-day virtual launch. You got people on board. End of 2020. 2021, you come up with another book. And what motivates you to write? Like, I know normally questions like that is difficult to answer, but what motivates you to like write?
I think whatever thing that we have or what it has really been endowed with is for our community. Mm. The Bible says that it is not good for man to be alone. It was all about community.
Yeah.
it's not good for man to be alone. It's all about community. So what I have or what you have on the inside of you is not for you alone. It's for a community of people around you. So I feel like there are people who are actually there. So who needs a message? Who needs a voice in the midst of all these noises?
Yeah.
So then how do you do that? Is by to hit to the voice of God as a young person in your field. And you don't actually have
in your field. Yeah.
You don't actually have to be, let's say, a preacher to be able to, or to be in front of the pulpit to release a message. Yeah. Even if you're a fashion designer, you have a message. Even if you are a painter, you have a message. A speaker, you have a message. So people who have messages are not people who are just preachers. But whatever field that you are in now, it's your platform. Wow. Whatever thing you have is actually a platform for your purpose. People say, I don't know my purpose, I don't know my purpose. What you have is a platform for your purpose. So that's the thing. So really, as we come back to back, and that's really something that really challenged me. And I do this. There are people who need a word, who need a message. Even in your hands like this, you know, I was skeptical about it. I didn't know how to go. So I prayed, God help me. It started flowing like that, flowing like that, flowing like that.
Within 3 days, you were done.
Flowing like that. Wow. So just throughout like that. So it is just like how the Bible came, like just how it was inspired by people to write. It is just from Genesis to Revelation. What men had to do for our purpose of memorization is to come with scripture, chapters and verses just to help us. Yeah. So that was raw. God speaks.
Like that.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's how... Wow. Then that, so then people who need a message to thrive, to move, to take bold steps, to get to identify what they have on the inside of them. So yes, so every title is even a message that I have.
Yeah, the title. And then that is one thing I've realized about your book. Hands, like, you know, you like in your hands and it goes there. You look at Thriving Like That, it goes there. The new ones you're about to release, you just see the title and you're like, this speaks. Yeah. A lot of people buy books based on just the chapter, the title, and your title alone speaks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when someone picks your book on the bookshelf, that alone would speak to them, even if they don't read it forever. Yeah, that alone.
And
speaks
also, with
them.
The colors, it's not just by chance or it's also kind of like intentionality. So every chapter that I get, I receive it inside my mind's eye by revelation, and I get that colors that have to suit it. And the concept.
How do you do that?
That is the concept. So it was like, in your hands. So, okay, I see. Well, in your hands. So I saw a globe. That's what I saw. A globe. Then I saw someone really kind of like having access to the globe. So that was how the whole thing came. So I shared the concept too. I also pray for those graphic designers that God inspired, just as the way you showed me.
That is very necessary.
Then they see that. So they bring it out beautifully.
Wow.
Saved. And even in your hands, I had about 13 graphics.
Graphics.
Until settled on that one.
13.
Yes, and the colors, blue, black, and all kind of things. And the blue, I don't want to really go into details, but the blue represents perfection.
Wow.
And the white. So we had all these kind of things back in it.
So it wasn't by accident.
No.
It wasn't just anything that fits.
No colors.
Wow.
And even the tribal had the same thing, the colors also came.
So that was pinkish,
kind of purple-ish and all that. Yeah.
Wow. It means you know what you are doing.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I'm really crazy. Hey, no, this one.
You know what you are doing.
So
you know what
that's how it comes. God is specific.
Yeah.
Even when he was telling Noah to do this, get this size, measurement.
Yeah, measurement.
Do this. It's like,
he's detailed. So
detailed. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And even if let's say in join, let's say in the Bible days, or let's say with those in the Old Testament, even those who were high priests, the inspiration for that in your hand, those who were high priests were asked to wear a robe,
a white and blue robe.
So that blue represents perfection, the white speech, and all that.
Yeah.
So that was the whole thing that I saw.
You saw.
I was like, okay, I did a research about it, and I was like, okay, well, let me just
let's go with it.
The same thing with the purple and the colors. Inspiration came, it's backed.
Wow.
And most of my inspirations are from the Bible. It speaks to me. And that's how I get wisdom. He said, wisdom is crying out on the street that here I am, here I am. So
it's amazing to see. So it has now more like become a trend. 2020 you release a book, 2021 you release a book, and 2022 he's not releasing a book. He's not just releasing books.
he's releasing something more. Tell us about what is happening.
Yes, yes, yes. So during the day, I really stretched myself that, hey, I'm going to release two books. Two books. And so I said, I wanted to do the EP summit. I said, no, I want to do work on three projects. And this year, and so I work on two books and an EP. The EP, I thought about doing about five. I said, no, let me stretch myself, 10. Wow. And yeah, I was really, I didn't even know what to put on the EP because I had a lot of pieces. I don't even know the one to put.
How many pieces do you have now?
Oh, can I can't count.
Because if you are writing these number of poems in a day.
I can't count. There are more. And by God's grace, every day there are poems, pieces that come like that. Pieces that come like that.
Wow.
Write for people and all that. So there are a whole lot of things. So two books. And that is the deep and growth is not automatic. The deep and growth is not automatic. And the EP title is His Awesomeness Project.
His Awesomeness Project. Wow. So tell us about these books. So now you have four books to your credit.
Yes.
And I'm sure there is
more. The space of 2 years.
The space of 2 years. That is crazy to begin with. Which has been your favorite so far?
I can't even tell the one that is the favorite so far.
Yeah.
And but I have love for the first because that was one that really opened the door for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think there are more coming. You should really expect more. Mm. Someone asked me, so how many do you intend? I was like, how is a library like? So that's
it. You only write a library.
Let's see how it goes. So they asked us, until God keeps giving,
I won't stop writing. I'm just a vessel. God, just speak.
So if there's a message everywhere, you just do that. Wow. And sometimes God gives you something and he gives you, when you are consistent, that same thing that he gives you, he opens branches for you. So even though I'm a poet, in the star line, writer as well. So just write, not just an author.
Yeah.
So then it's kind of connected. And also with what you are doing, if you have an organization where you mentor people as an author, you are sharing what you have written. So they are like one thing and branches of impact.
But how we'll come back to the book, but how do you remain focused? Because when you become someone of many talents, it's like you now do, you know, spoken word, you now write, you now have a publication, you now mentor, you now do all these things. How do you remain focused? Because it's like sometimes you may be drawn to the one that gives me more money, the one that serves more people. What helps you to remain focused?
Yeah. To begin that, during the lockdown, no one was going on programs. No one was performing here and there.
Yeah.
It was a conference that was really doing great then, if you remember.
Yeah.
The conference called Resnanak. Mentoring young people.
Yeah.
So even that time was even still relevant and consistent with what I was doing. Yeah. It wasn't poetry, but like
the mentorship. I remember very well,
back to back. It's not even 2019, November.
Every weekend. Wow.
And all that. So that's why I said something, that's why I said earlier on that God gives you something, then he helps you open branches with it. So you wouldn't be tied to, like you be consistent and focused. So you wouldn't be so, because it's not easy to say, you'll be doing this and later you do that. So how you become consistent?
Yeah.
And honestly, to God be the glory. I've been consistent throughout
all
these
in
areas.
All the branches.
That's what I'm saying, that they are connected to me. It's like you can't let someone who is a doctor go and also, let's say, practice, what do you call it, mechanic or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of it will be demanding. But like you have, let's say someone who is a preacher, who is like, let's say, a musician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same line, because you always have a microphone.
Yeah.
So the same thing. So just like what I do. So as a poet, or as a speaker, you're always touching the hearts of people. When you're writing, you're touching, so you're connected. You have an organization. The same thing that you write, now you have a structure where you can mentor people.
Mentor
and not
people.
Only me, you also train people
to
also
do it. So you don't carry the burden alone.
No.
Yeah.
So you first have to get a structure. So what makes people more, let's say, powerful in their field is they being able to build a structure that would facilitate that growth. That is it. Otherwise, you kill the source.
But you figured it out that all these things that I am capable of doing, it is all tied to one reason.
That's the thing.
And that is like the moment you find, and that becomes your purpose, because you know that anything that I do, anything that I can do, anything that God would ask me to do, it is tied to my purpose. So these become sub assignments. It's like if I'm speaking, it is my purpose. It is to help touch people. If I'm writing, that is powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so powerful.
And that is the thing. And you see, when you are faithful with a little, God gives you what?
He gives you more.
So that's the thing. And we are all going to be accountable.
Yeah.
So even if you have that one thing that you have, do it dutifully. And as God knows your capacity, He wouldn't give you, He didn't give you what you are admiring from someone because you don't need it.
Yeah.
If you needed it, He would have given it to you. At the same time, too, sometimes too, we have a lot of things, and as I said earlier on, that what you have discovered about you so far is based on how well you have mined or dug.
Now, taking the turn into making an EP, because in 2020, you released your first book, so now we know you for books. And now, you are not releasing just a book, you are releasing two books, but then with an EP. How was working on an EP like?
Whoa, I think with the EP, it was easy for me. I didn't struggle. Because I'm a poet too.
Yeah,
it's not something. But I think the only thing that challenge I had was I didn't know the one to put on the EP.
Okay.
Because they were all like fire. You're like, okay, I would have get all the EPs. But no, you have to just save some part and just leave the rest. So it was okay. It was nice. So that was the only challenge I had about which one should I put on the EP.
So that is 10.
That is 10.
Okay.
10. And all these are kind of great.
I'm looking at the track list and I don't know. I'm looking for one we worked on, spoken word phrase. I don't know. Would you ever like record that spoken word phrase?
I think yes. I've had people who are like, okay, yes, I think I would record that.
That's what came.
Sometimes you go to this like, okay, then what can you do to just let something? There are people who where I would want to be kind of like be in the moment I have caught up doing something. Yeah. So this is something that can stir them up because sometimes any performance anywhere, any room I enter, there's something that is really expected of you.
Yeah.
So that will always set you apart. So even though, yes, I'm doing poetry, it's like, I thought poetry was boring, but it's like, this guy is different.
That's
spoken word phrase. Yeah, spoken word phrase. And you do that to just lighten up the place. Yeah. Like,
And it always works.
It works. Before you start with the other one, then it's like, wow, this one is great. Yeah. That's how it is.
It's amazing. Do you have a favorite piece on the EP?
Oh, okay.
Because we have spoken word intro.
Yeah, spoken
word intro. Breaking Fallow Ground, She Bleeds, Bitter Home, Inspiration and Worries. I Think I'm in Love, Spirit Lead. And When Will My Smile Be Real? My Taxi Light is On. Which is, I know you would. Okay, so I wouldn't say which is your favorite. Oh. Which one was easy working on?
Oh.
Come like on. The recording process and everything.
The recording process, I think that was cool. Like,
how long did it take to record?
Honestly, I used 2 days to record all the 10 pieces.
Wow.
At 2 studios. So the further one was. No, okay. I think 3 days. Three days. Okay. But 5, I used a day to do that. Two and days. The other 5. I used a day to record 4.
Okay.
And another day for 1.
For 1. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So, all was cool. Like,
so, you had the pieces there
had
waiting?
The pieces there. Okay. So, over time, I'm coming, I'm doing this once and for all.
Okay.
I spent the whole time doing it. It was a bit overwhelming, like, because it was tiring at the same time. Because I have to write, perform. Sometimes you do it, it doesn't really go on well with the tracks and the instrumentations. Yeah. You have to redo it again, listen over, review. No. You have to hit this and all that. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's work. Yeah. I know what happens in the studio. So, for you to come up with 10 solid, it's work. Now, your book, Growth Is Not Automatic. What is it about?
Well, the title speaks for itself. It's a process. Yeah, that's how I see it. We always want to fall in. We always fall in love with, like, let's say, growth and success. Yeah. But you're not willing to go through the process. Yeah. The caterpillar has always been a butterfly.
Yeah.
But it was just time for us to see it. The seed has always been a forest. But it was just time for us to see it. So whatever thing that we saw or we see now was once upon a time a caterpillar, was once upon a time a seed.
It has always been.
So what God has spoken into our lives, in any aspect of our lives, is bigger than us. What we have to do is to grow into it gradually. So it's a daily step. It's a journey. One step at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Exactly.
But day by day, bricks were laid. Breaks were made. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Wow. So why should you give up when plan A doesn't work, meanwhile, there are about lots of plans. Letters in the alphabet.
Mm. We always stick to plan A.
If A is not working, it has not gotten to Z, so there is still hope.
Mm. Growth is not automatic.
It's a process. Wow. So it's all to actually, re-echo, that whatever thing you keep doing, take your little beginning seriously.
Mm.
And that seed that people will despise, or even if you are despising yourself, it is destined to be a forest.
Mm.
That caterpillar you are just despising is destined to be a beautiful butterfly. Mm. But it is just time. So within the time, what you do is to grow, learn to be alone. Learn to be alone. Yeah. There are some seasons of your life that when you're about to get to a higher level, you should learn to be alone. That is how you get more revelations.
Mm.
Christ did that. Christ showed us.
Mm.
So it is not automatic, it's a process. Mm. And the process is not easy.
It's not easy.
It comes to a lot of things. If you're not careful, you may be depressed because like people are taking the shortcut.
Yeah.
They are doing well. And we just take the shortcut. You may get there all right, but you don't have stamina.
Exactly.
But you have the stamina. So even if you fall, you can still rise up.
You've seen it before. So
when the righteous fall 7 times, right?
Yeah.
Surely rise up again. That's the thing. Wow. Because you fell once, okay, twice, then now you have stamina. Mm. You can just withstand the pressures of life. You can just withstand. So, as I said, when the storms comes to hit both the weak and the strong. But after the storm is over, the strong, who are stronger, or those who are strong get sustained. They get to, it reveals them, the pressure. So, the pressures reveals who you are. Just like a toothpaste. If you don't apply pressure, it will not pop up.
But then it is still inside.
Yes.
You need the pressure. Yeah.
You have to press it before it will come. Mm. The paste will come. It can be, if you don't press it, it won't come. Mm. I don't know if you use your paste, you just do it
shake.
Like, no. You press it. When you press, it will come.
Growth is not automatic.
It is a process. So the pressing stage, you have to go through it all. And sleeping there singing, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the star.
Yeah.
You won't fly. It comes with hard work,
consistency,
prayer. Being able to cut people who are not really pouring into you off. Love them more. But when it comes to your growth, you should be intentional about that. Christ is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Upon all the multitude, he had 12. Upon all the 12, he had 3. Mm-hmm. Upon all the 3, sometimes he spent time with himself.
Solitude. Mm. Good is not. The second book.
Oh,
The Deep.
Actually, The Deep is even the third, and the Great Sinners of fourth. That was the first that came before. The Good. So the deep actually is all about. Sometimes we are afraid to step into the unknown. We don't know what the unknown holds for us or what the future holds. What we believe is that we know the one who holds the future.
Who holds the future?
Yeah. So stepping into unknown is like putting your hand in the water, putting your leg in the water. Sometimes you don't know. Kind of like imagination. So people. It's all about you not settling for less.
Okay.
And being able to stretch. A rubber band is effective when it is stretched.
It's stretched.
See, the stretches of life are not there to scare you, but also to enhance and shape you to make you who you are, at least. Yeah. So the deep cast your net is all about you being able to step into the unknown confidently.
Confidently.
Stepping into the unknown confidently and not trying to settle for anything that is less.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'm saying this, there's not mediocrity, right? To to start small, but you'll be a mediocre when you have the opportunity for greatness, yet you settle for smallness.
Oh,
it is not mediocrity to start small,
but
you'll be a mediocre when you have the opportunity for big things, yet you settle for small.
Hmm. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful. That's what we can't wait to have these books.
Yes,
online.
Yes,
the deep growth is not automatic. We already have Thriving Ladder on all platforms and in your hands also there. What would you tell someone who is more like in your space, who is like you maybe 10 years ago, who is like you 8 years ago, they are in your position, how you were feeling? If you have just 2 minutes to talk to them, what would you tell them?
Take your little beginning seriously. and it's take your little beginning serious. And taking it seriously is all the process. That means that yes, things may be hard. Yes, people, if you look at people are really doing well than you, but are still taking it serious because you take it as that is your last thing you have to do. So take your little beginning seriously.
Wow.
You shouldn't fall in love with people. Yes, admire their result, but don't despise your process. Because there is a great lesson in your process. There are treasures in the process. That's the little thing I can tell you. Take your little beginning seriously.
Wow.
That's one word I said to one friend who happens to be, I think she's in the north, UDS or so. She sent me a screenshot that this is what I posted on my status, and this is what she screen saved it as her wallpaper.
Wow.
It actually really lighted fire inside of her. So take your little beginning seriously. Yes. Whatever you are doing, take it seriously. Wow. So that tells that even you may be hard times, you may be crashed, but still take it seriously. Because there are people's destiny tied to it. There is a cure in it. There are potentials, there are greatness in it. Yeah.
Wow, that is so deep. And I really believe that someone out there listening to this would really be inspired by this message. So you are doing the mega launch on the 12th of November. Tell us about it. What is going to happen? And we want to know all the gist.
So yes, on the 12th. So on the 12th of November. November 2022 at 4 p.m. At Cocobo Training Center. Yes, Community 6, adjacent TDC Clubhouse. So yeah, the outdooring, the two books and an EP. And there'll actually be an EP listening. Okay. So we listen to the EPs. I would also perform as well. So I also perform as well. At the same time too, we'll also be interviewed about the book. We'll have a section also. There are going to be great personalities who'll be gracing through, and it's going to be back to back. Like I can't just wait. And wow. It's going to be great. It's going to be a historic moment.
Wow.
Yes, so you shouldn't miss this. Yeah. Come and support and come. Let's really get to know the things we have inside of us. It will be challenged to really keep digging. We will be challenged to take bold steps. We will be challenged to step into the unknown, and we'll be challenged to remain faithful in the process. Because growth is not automatic. It is a process. So yeah, so on the 12th of November is going to be great. It's going to be a great experience. So you shouldn't miss it, and you should do all to get connected and be part of it. Yeah, and be intentional about any step you take. Yeah,
I'm going to be there on the 12th of November, 4 p.m. Cocoa Board in Tema. But I'm sure for our international listeners, it's going to, you know, they are going to have a way to join. So I would let you drop your social media handles, and then they can catch you up from there.
Okay, so social media, Nanak Abrantie. Nanak Abrantie, Nanak Abrantie, Abrantie.
On all platforms.
On all platforms.
Nanak Abrantie. Nanak on all platforms.
Abrantie, Nanak Abrantie, Abrantie. Nanak Abrantie on all platforms. Yeah. So just hit up and let's connect more.
Wow,
yeah,
that is good. And you said something before we end and do, you know, the final thing. You said something about great personalities going to be at the program. And I've noted that about you, that you are in contact with a lot of great people. And these are people in high positions, like the advisors of president and vice president. He's a big man, yo. He's a big man. He knows people in high places. How did you network your way? I don't know if that is how I should put it, but how did you network your way there? Did you pay to get there? Or, like, we want to hear you, because a lot of people now are obsessed with knowing this person. I want to know this person, but then they don't even, like, how do you come about meeting these great personalities?
It's easy to know someone, but the whole thing that we are all battling with, do they know us? How would you feel? We know the president, right?
Yeah.
But does he know you? That you are this, you are that? No. So it takes some. So honestly, like, God's favor is more powerful than human connections. When the favor of God is on your life, it doesn't matter your qualification, doesn't matter your background. He just helps you to enter into rooms that you'll be significant, that you would actually have, you'll be outstanding, that his presence will overwhelm you for people to see his light. I think one of the things that has really, as I say, to network my way around with these great people is that when you happen to find yourself in a room, said, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings. Not mean men. So you being diligent is one of the things
in what you're doing
that would really help you to network with these great people. Diligent. You being diligent. Diligent means hard work. Being consistent with it. And honor. Greatness is a club. And you're not in, you're not welcome easily until you learn to honor. It's a club. You're not invited or you're not welcomed easily until
you learn to honor.
Until you honor. So you honoring opens the door for you. And you are doing it genuinely.
Yeah. With no hidden intent.
So, and with God's favor. So God's favor and you being diligent and learning to honor. And that inspiration came from David when he was called into the palace. His father gave him an advice. He said, when you are going, take loaves of bread, take goat, and take wine. So you can't go to the king's palace empty-handed. One of the things I've learned. And there are a whole lot of things, even when it comes to David's qualities. That was some of the things that really helped shape me. Some of the criteria. Oh, he is good. He is prudent in speech. That means that he knew when to speak at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
That's how you being prudent in speech. You know what to say at the right time. And he said he was handsome. Handsome about he always kept himself well. He always kept himself well. And he said that he was skillful in a harp, playing on the harp. So whatever thing you are good at, be skillful with it. Keep rehearsing. And the last, not least, was that the Spirit of God was with him. So you always pray, God, I've entered into rooms. I'm not the only one entered into that room. But let your presence overwhelm me. Go before me. So apart from all these qualities that you have, the most important thing is that the Spirit of God was in him and he behaved himself wisely. That will always set you apart. So with this, it's by God's grace. It's by God's favor. And so you have to be diligent. That would help you step into it. And what will make you extraordinary is you being diligent. You can't expect the ordinary and the extraordinary to be in the same room and expect the same result.
So what are some personalities you should be expecting on
Saturday? Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't even know what to begin with. So we have, I'm honored to have one of our special guests of honor is Dr. Sam Okojo-Frimpong, who happened to be the Technical Economic Advisor Office of the President of Ghana. And we also have Professor Balfour Ajimendua, who is also a former UN advisor and co-founder for CDD Ghana. And also the CEO of John Ejekum Kufuor Foundation. We also have Honorable Ernest Henry Nogbe, who is also the MP for Ashaiman constituency. And we also have Mrs. Sylvia Dumasi London, who is also the UNDP economic analyst and youth focal person. We also have Mr. Kobina Adumase Longdong, who is also the Tech Farm Hub CEO and also the National Youth President for United Nations Youth Association Ghana. We also have Ms. Amaloko, who is also an author and happens to be an European etiquette and consultant.
The list is tall.
We have great persons who are coming to support. There are more great personalities coming.
I will be there myself. So yeah, like
great personalities come. And Sammy to also become so we're also having great personalities and who are coming in there to
that
support.
That's powerful. I can't let a spoken word / utter / performer / minister / you are a lot of things come on this and that and not show us something. You are going to give us a freestyle, but before that I want to know like some excerpts from the book you want to share with us. And after that you give us a freestyle.
Okay, so one of the excerpts from The Deep is Barking. backing. So in the backing, I said that enough is enough with the vision backing, the dream business backing, the talent backing, the leadership backing, the idea backing. Now start biting and make it happen. Whoa. So enough with the backing. Now start biting and make it happen. Enough is enough. I'll do this tomorrow. I'll procrastinate. I'll do this. Sometimes the reason why we end up, or the reason we end up procrastinating, is as a result of we having the mindset of a perfectionist. You don't have to be a you don't have to be a perfectionist to be excellent. It is a little things you do it dutifully to become excellent. Excellence is different from
being perfect.
So sometimes we just confuse the being the perfection and the excellence. No, you don't have to be perfect to be excellent. That's the thing. So enough is enough. So I want to do that. Now start doing it.
Show working.
Yes. So you are the step right now. What is hindering you from, or what is really close to you in terms of if what you want to achieve now, right? The first step we can take is to start. Just start.
Steps to start is start.
Yes. What you are imagining to be, or what you are dreaming to become, is just one step. Start.
Wow.
That's all.
That's powerful. Yeah. And that comes from
the deep.
The deep.
Yes. And growth is not automatic. Out here, let's see, growth is automatic. We have that is lesson 16.
Okay.
Growth is not automatic has 90 lessons. So lesson 16, I'm reading lesson 16. It says that your success always has a way of reminding others of their failures. Know the right environment to celebrate your wins.
That is deep.
Your success always has a way of reminding others of their failures. Know the right environment to celebrate your wins. This inspiration came as a result of when David had to killed Goliath and even thousands of people. So-and-so has killed this. Saul has killed that. That's the thing. So you should know your success always has a way of reminding others of the area they failed. So you have to know the right environment to celebrate your wins. That's lesson 16, that growth is not automatic.
I can't wait to have this book.
Yes.
Because just the excerpts are... there's a lot happening in my mind right now, and I can't wait to have the book. And on the 12th of November, those in Ghana, those in Accra, those in Tema, let's all pull up.
And get your copies.
Yes. We are coming there live and colored. And also our international listeners, make sure, you know, I'm going to drop the link on the day on all of my platforms where, you know, have people yet, you know, join. So growth is not automatic.
It's a process.
In the deep and the EP, his awesomeness project. We can't wait to have it. Now, finally, what are your final words before we take your freestyle?
Oh, okay. So my final words, I would say that when you get to find your voice, right, you get to know that saying anything is expensive. Or whatever thing that you say, when you get to find your voice, you know that whatever thing you say has weight, and you can't afford to just say unpleasant words, because what you say has power. It has no bone, but it can break the heart. And what I'm adding is to that, never don't give up on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. There is more greatness inside of you. And what you have discovered about you so far is based on how well you have mined. There is more inside of you. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. Not even your pastor or your imam or any leader. Not even yourself talk you out of what God has given you. Because you are greater. You have more inside of you. Let's keep supporting and take your little beginnings seriously.
Wow. That is so, so powerful. At this point, I don't even know if you should give us a freestyle or not. Because his last word is a freestyle. Yo, like, he's a working poet. He's a working artist. And that is the beauty of, you know, someone who has been gifted by God. They don't have to perform. Their way of doing things is like, the way they eat, the way they talk is art. It's like, it's amazing. We are very happy and excited to have you on this and that. And we really hope this is not going to be the last time, because...
Sure.
There's a lot of work
yeah.
that you are going to do. God is not done speaking to you.
and we are not done listening. We would always be at the listening end to, you know, hear great things and the amazing things God does through. So Nanak Abrantie, you all should follow him on his socials. Thank you very much for having us. But before we go, I am going to take the freestyle.
Okay.
So what are you giving us?
Sure. All right. We are full of inspiration, motivation. Our words contribute to your growth. It does not make you float like pen ink leak. Yes, we are nation builders. Cement. Connect. We have the talent. Open your wallet and support Spoken Word Project. One voice, one nation. It's our choice to be a voice, not unnecessary noise. Our words can correct you. Marking scheme. Deep. Lighter than the ocean. It has an explosion of blessings on you. Tune your antenna towards the heavenly source for direction, because there has been a rebirth, power, and connection. Yet yensem, minsem, kansem, aminsem, yet ibikrato, anansisem. Spoken words in a painting to say that there, or bad there. He used words to emerge beautification and creation. You can't degrade our words. Even don't degrade our words as low. Moving like a hymenal, slow, little by little, we roll like a caterpillar into a cocoon. In spite of the mess and stress, we will come out as a beautiful butterfly. We fly into the sky. You can't burn our words, even in the fire. You'll be refined like pure gold, more than your hundredfold. You have been told higher. You rise like a flag on a pole. We are made whole. If you face us with negativity, you'll smell pepper, cough, drink water from us. We are the decrements. You keep being awesome.
Yo, I can't wait for Saturday, yo. Because we are going to have a lot of these performances. I can't wait for Saturday. And Nanak, we thank you very much. The tribe is very grateful to have you on this and that.
Welcome.
And we honor God for the gift that he's giving to you. And the fact that you've been faithful in working. Like we are very grateful here on this and that. And, you know, we've had guests, but you are unique.
You are unique.
It's like, great. You know, you've been consistent and faithful in what you do, so you know your stuff, and that is one thing I've learned. And one takeaway from this whole conversation is about you discovering yourself and you mining. It's like, you know as much of yourself depending on how deep you've mined, and that is my takeaway from this whole, like, it's like, if you think you are great, go deeper. There's something greater in you, man. Thank you very much. We honor God. We honor you. I'm happy for you and the various projects that God is using you for. And I really pray for you that God will give you the strength.
Amen.
God will give you the strength to, you know, to, because you are doing a lot of stuff. You are working. Yes. You are working. And most of the works you can't even post. It's like, some of them are not Instagrammable. It's like, you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
A lot is going on in the background, and I pray that God would really sustain it. Thank you very much for joining us. And to our listeners, this is quite lengthy.
We are talking to the point of the speaker. What do you expect? But I also, to one thing, to also say thank you to our organization. Actually, this November will be our third anniversary. Awesome Thinkers Network International. Wow. At the same time, to our publication. This will be my second anniversary for publishing books and all that. So we'll be outdooring our project, that is Awesome Thinkers, it's Awesomeness Project. We want to help young authors and poets, to also support them, to give them the structure, help set up a structure that would actually harness the potential they have on the inside of them. So that's what we're doing. So 5 years anniversary in poetry, 3 years anniversary and publishing professionally. And let's come support. Keep being awesome.
Thank you very much for listening. Do well to share with others. I have really learned a lot from this conversation, and I hope it was a blessing to you. Do share with others. This and That is available on all listening platforms. So wherever you are listening to us from, make sure you give us a 5-star rating, and do well to follow us on Instagram at _this_and_that_podcast. My name is Samuel Interior. I was your host, and I sign out.